are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam and Lee Real Estate. Joining me first from the Rollins Library is Abby Edwardson. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning, Dave. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Some much needed rain. It's nice to get it out of the way during the overnight and first thing in the morning.
Definitely.
And then you can enjoy the afternoon. But boy, tomorrow starts July, believe it or not.
I know.
So hard to believe. But you've got some great programs coming up. But what about hours?
So we are going to be closed. We're open regular hours this weekend. Saturday, mm-hmm. We're open 9 to 5. We're open 9 to 5 today. And then Sunday, we are open 12 to 5. But we will be closed Monday and Tuesday for the holidays. So make sure you get your books and come in over the weekend.
Yes, keep that in mind. Make an early stop. Maybe I'll stop in Monday. No, not this time.
Right. Just wanted to let you know about that. And then because next week is a little bit of a mixed up week with those closures, there's not going to be any summer reading on Wednesday or Thursday next week either.
Okay.
So just make a note of that. But we are going to pick up next Friday, July 7th, with our STEAM program for the little ones. And that is going to be from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that is for birth to 4. That's our new play program for parents, caregivers, babies, and toddlers, where we have STEAM toys out. So we do have that going next Friday, July 7th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Very nice.
Yep. And then starting July 1st, we have a couple things available for families and kids. One of them is at the desk. You can stop by and ask for a take and make kit. And we've got some butterflies that you can make out of recycled book pages. So
that will be fun.
Yeah, we've had some books that were damaged, so we've just repurposed those into these take and makes. And the other thing that you can stop by and get is a bookmark contest sheet for your child. We're hosting a bookmark contest, and they can design a bookmark in an animal or a safari theme.
Fun. So they need to get their creative hats on.
Yep. We would like to get those printed and hand out in September for library card sign up month.
Wonderful. That will be great.
Yep. Let the kids be the artist is what we were thinking.
Yes.
And then starting July 1st, we have our Bookopoly promotion. Ooh. That is based off of the game Monopoly. And you get a game board. You can find this on our Facebook page, or you can stop in and get one. But if you don't have time to stop in, or you just want to print it off our Facebook page, you can certainly do that. And you read books off of certain categories on the board, such as a book about a cowboy, a garden, a book about friends. So the idea is that you're going to read 7 books between July 1st and October 31st. But if something happens and you don't have time to get 7 books done, there's 2 get out of jail cards, and you can use 2 of those cards for books you didn't finish or books that you didn't like. So, and then we will put the entries of people that have finished their cards into a drawing for a prize on November 1st.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It does. So, and then we are starting our second session of adult summer reading, the Midsummer Murders, Could You Survive? It's the interactive novel.
Right.
The first session, all the books went out, and the people that read them had a pretty good time. We're going to do 3 sessions of this, but if you would like to, just stop by and pick up the book. It's an interactive novel. You choose your own adventure, and each page offers an option. You can go this way or go that way. So,
yeah, those books are always so much fun. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds like the first session went really well. I have no doubt session 2 will as well.
Right. So we have lots of things going. If you are out and about over the weekend and you're traveling, you can check out our Libby app. You can download audiobooks for traveling if you want to listen to something in the car.
Excellent.
Stop in and get stuff before you go. We just love to see you at the library.
Most definitely. And remember, the library is going to be closed Monday and Tuesday.
Monday
next
and
week.
Tuesday, yep. And if you don't have your library card, just stop by with a piece of mail and your ID, and we'll be happy to get you a card.
Sounds good. Have a good Independence Day, Abby.
Thank you. You too. Don't work too hard.
I'll try not to. There's Abby Edwardson joining us from Rollins Library this morning on the first part of People in Your Neighborhood. We'll chat with Shane Cramie next.
May Adam Law Firm of Peer offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury, May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Continuing along with people in your neighborhood on this Friday morning, joining me this morning, Shane Cramey. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, good morning, Big Daddy Dave.
Well, thank you for bringing the rain with you.
Hey, it seems like every time I show up, we get a little sprinkle here anyway. It looks good.
It sure does. And, you know, the weather for Tuesday looks just perfect for the parade.
I believe you said 86 degrees is going to be the high.
Absolutely. And, you know, some sun and a few clouds. So, you know, we won't get too sunburned.
It's beautiful as you come into Fort Pierre from the south and you see the green on the hills. And, yeah, everything looks much better than it did probably a month ago.
Oh, it sure does. And, boy, this parade celebration, there is so much going on. Not just the parade, but you've got the rodeo, you've got the flyover, the 4 on the 4th. Tell us all the good stuff.
Huge community celebration there with the 4th of July in Fort Pierre. Yeah, everything you mentioned. Big shout out to all those businesses and organizations that are going to be open and help facilitate this and kind of ease traffic. And so those employees and those businesses that stay there and help pull this whole thing off and the boots on the ground, great organization, City of Fort Pierre, Stanley County, Fort Pierre Chamber, Fort Pierre Tourism, everyone working together, and everyone knows their role, and we all get her done.
Absolutely, yeah, it's going to be great. And a reminder, the rodeo starts on Monday night, because they do a couple of days.
They do a couple of days, and they have some slack on Monday, I believe at 10 a.m., and then they have the rodeo there on the 7 o'clock on the 3rd, 7 o'clock on the 4th. Of course, the big, huge fireworks display at the end of the rodeo about 10 o'clock at night. Fort Pierre Fire Department does a great job of that. Visited with those individuals, and they work very hard to bring that show to the community.
Yeah, it is a great one. One of the best around the state, I'd have to say.
It is. And, of course, there's always some private displays as well that seem like they try to match that.
Right.
So, and they do a great job as well.
They do, yeah. And, you know, we want to remind people just to be patient because of the bridge construction. Come a little earlier than you normally would. Stick around with all those businesses that are going to be open too.
Sure, absolutely. And like to remind people, received a lot of phone calls about entering the parade. You can call the city office in Fort Pierre and get entered up for the parade. If you're going to line up, I would suggest to show up fairly early to get in that line because of like River Bluff Custom Homes, they have a lot of homes in there, and those lots are full, and the staging area will be quite busy. And then as the parade concludes and the flyover at approximately 12:15, to probably avoid Sale Barn Road and go up around the Monument Ren Drive Road and back on to 34 and back down across the dam if you so choose, if you're headed back east, or just remain in the park or remain around wherever you've sat and remain patient and let that traffic ease and enjoy those businesses and the foods they have to offer and drinks and all the entertainment.
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really good day. And then even looking forward past that, you've got the Community Appreciation Day coming up.
Community Appreciation Celebration. We just had another meeting on that, and that will be on July 12th at the Expo Center in Fort Pierre. Going to begin that about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can register for that. You can give us a call, and you can set up your booth, and you can, if you want to do a fundraiser for your organization, just bring awareness, sell some merch, whatever. The Side Hackers are going to be playing for 4 hours, and the Fort Pierre Fire Department, they're going to have some children's watering activities for that as well.
fun.
Looking forward to that. The Chamber will be serving a meal. We'll have some turkey wraps and hot dogs, chips, and garden ranch salad and drinks, and so we'll serve all of that, no charge. You can put up a donation if you would like to help local families and local causes, and we just ask that you, in that spirit of giving, just help out a little bit.
Yeah, that's going to be a great time for the community, so don't miss out on that. And before you know it, I mean, tomorrow is July. Yeah. The Trader Days is going to be here, too.
We've had several meetings on that as well. Trader Day is coming up in August, and going to kick that off on that Friday, August 11th, I believe, and going to have some music at Fisher's Lily Park, and that will be Lance Spears and Levi Bloom, and they will kick that off, and there's going to be the barbecue, and they're going to have their Calcutta that same evening on Friday, mm-hmm. and then we roll right into Saturday, and it'll be busy, and we have music, we have turkey racing in the park, the barbecue, cornhole, all kinds of vendors coming in for that. Then we move down on Deadwood, and we'll have live music down there as well. Dustin Evans is going to be in town, and Levi Bloom again. and a beer drinking contest and mud wrestling and just a little something for everybody.
I can say, yeah, there's a lot going on. It's going to be fun for the entire family because, like you said, there's something going on. I believe are they having the kazoo parade? I know that's popular.
The kazoo band, absolutely. They're nice. Getting fired up. What a great group of people will have that parade, I believe, at 10 o'clock in the morning, and they'll start at Sioux Nation and come down Deadwood, and we'll announce that parade as well. So get signed up for the kazoo band. You can give Morgan Finley a call. She'd be more than happy to get you involved in that activity.
Yeah, I know that is a fun one. So many great events coming up over the summer. If people want to keep up with all that's happening, what's a good way to do that, Shane?
You can check out the Facebook pages, the Fort Pierre Chamber, Fort Pierre Tourism, Fort Pierre Economic Development. You can give the city a call. You can give me a call. You can just kind of Google it, the activities in Fort Pierre, and there will be lots of information pop up and sites you can go to seek that information.
Yeah, so much fun all through the summer, really all year long, but really gears up during the summertime.
Yeah, we just kind of have to get everything in line and remember what we're doing first things first.
Exactly. Well, thank you for stopping in and, again, bringing the rain with you.
It looks beautiful. Couldn't have been better for 4th of July.
Absolutely. We'll see you again soon, Shane.
Hey, thank you, and everybody stay safe.
Absolutely. There's Shane Cramie joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. We'll chat about the Capital Cities Farmers Market right after this.
This is Meredith at Lee Real Estate. Now is the time for you to list your home with Lee Real Estate. We have buyers looking for homes in all price ranges, with many homes selling very quickly. If you've been thinking about selling your home, give us a call and we'll do a free market analysis and give you the best information to get the best price for your home. And buyers, we have the homes you're looking for, or we will find it for you. Check us out on Facebook at Lee Real Estate Pier or find us at LeeRealEstatePier.com.
And continuing along on our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, joining me right now, Lindy Garrett. We're going to talk about the Capital City Farmers Market. How's it going, Lindy?
It's great. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Yeah, thank you for joining me. And for folks who weren't aware, the Farmers Market is up and going and going through the fall.
Yes, we're so excited. So we started last weekend, and this will be the second market this Saturday, July 1st, really starting off to July strong.
Absolutely. And what a great way to, just find some locally grown and locally made mm-hmm. goods. And man, you get to be able to talk to the people who were the ones that grew it or made it. And I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that was really top of mind when we started the market 13, 14 years ago, is just making sure that every time somebody came down and they were purchasing something, that it was either made, grown, or raised by the vendors that are there. And that just has stayed as a top priority for us as we've gone along. And so we make sure that that's the case. We want to support local.
Absolutely. And it's really gotten more popular, especially, once the pandemic hit. People really want to know where their food or their goods are coming from.
Mm-hmm. And I think that makes sense. I know that, of course, I'm part of the farmers market, but that's really important for me and has been all along. Mm-hmm. And it was really one of the reasons that we pushed for that as we helped start the market, making sure that, when I'm going to go get my chicken from Hannish Farms, that I know that this family that I'm talking to, they are the ones that raised it. I can ask all sorts of questions of them. And I think you should, if you're down there, ask, what breed of chicken are these? Great question, but it's really important, and it makes you more knowledgeable just for your family as well.
It really does. And for folks who don't know where you hold the farmers market, let's remind people where that happens.
Absolutely. It's every Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon. We are one block east of downtown, so it's on the corner of Sioux and Coteau. There's a parking lot there, and we set up every Saturday morning. And this weekend, we've got four vendors that will be there. So we've got Destin Found Books, Hannish Farms, Just Malinji Cosmetics, and Prairie Sun Showers, which is a jewelry vendor.
Oh, so a little bit of everything coming up this weekend.
Everything. Yeah. And it's really exciting. I love seasonality. And so it's really awesome to just go down and see and be challenged or inspired by the produce that you see. Hannish Farms will have green beans, which everyone loves. Green beans, cabbage, cucumbers, which I'm super excited about, green top onions, and snow peas. And I love just kind of looking at those things and being creative with what I'm going to do during the week.
Yeah, and that is a fun part of it because, each and every week, you're going to have different vendors, you're going to have different types of products available, so people need to come every weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, so I know that Hannish Farms also has ground pork. So I'm thinking like some sort of ground pork with the cabbage and some onions and snow peas, a bit of a stir fry sounds kind of good to me, maybe.
There you go. That would work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like
it. And also spring cabbage. That's like one of my favorite things as well. I think it's an underrated vegetable.
Yeah, so if folks want to try out, maybe they haven't been to the farmer's market before, it is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's such a great atmosphere. They just need to come on out.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And we have, just throughout the summer, we'll have some fun events, some live music coming up in a couple of weeks. And it's really a great place to support local. And, you know, the more that our that people in Pierre and Fort Pierre, Oneida, surrounding cities can support the market, the more that it can grow. So yeah, stop down and check everything out. And also, you know, it's also a great time. I know that, you know, we have people who would ask, could you grow this? And sure, why not give it a shot? So it's always something that you can ask what somebody could potentially bring in. So like, I know that the cosmetics lady, she has body butter and body scrubs. I've used her shaving lotion before, which is really wonderful. So it's great to try new things as well.
Yeah, and that's a great way to do it. And if there are people out there who say, you know, hey, I would love to bring my goods, how do they become a part of the farmer's market, Lindy?
Yeah, so they can do a couple of things. If they stop down on a Saturday, they can talk to Tiffany at Hannish Farms. She organizes all of the vendors, so that would be great. Or they can go to the Facebook page, which is, the handle is Cap City Market. Or they can go to our website as well, and reach out that way. I think the easiest way is probably through a Facebook message, to just inquire and get more information as a vendor. And we would love to have that. And what's really nice for the vendors is they don't have to commit to every weekend, because I know that's really hard. So if it's something where maybe down the line you're thinking, woof, I have way too many tomatoes for myself here, and you want to set up for just a couple of weekends, that's absolutely possible to do.
Oh, I love that. Having that flexibility is great. So you are going to be going this weekend, but you are taking next Saturday off, I hear.
Correct. Yep. July 1st, we will be there. July 8th, we will not. And then on the 15th, you'll have to be sure to come back, because we will have live music that weekend.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. Let's remind people where they need to go and what time, Lindy.
Absolutely. So we are one block east of downtown Pierre on the corner of Sioux and Coteau. The bell rings at 9 a.m. on Saturday morning.
Fantastic. And I encourage folks to come down, because it is a great place to grab some goods and, you know, those fresh produce, whatever you have there. There's always some great things for folks to enjoy.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for joining me this morning, Lindy. We will talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
And that wraps up our Friday edition of People in Your Neighborhood This Morning, brought to you by May Adam and Lee Real Estate.